Good morning. It's Monday morning once again, September 15th, the year of our Lord 2014. I'm so thankful. I'm sure you are too. God has awakened us, kept us through this past weekend, and has brought us to this first formal work day of the work week. So we thank God for who He is and what He has done for us. Let us go right into His courts with praise and with thanksgiving. He awaits our arrival, and certainly allow the joy of the Lord to fill your heart so that there's an overflow as we look to Him, because it's from Him that all our help comes. And I know that you know that. But we are establishing for ourselves once again in this cycle called the week, that we can be at peace and allow His joy to overflow us. Father, we thank You for this great relationship that we have with You, that You oversee and keep at a level where our joy is constantly full, our hearts overflow with love for You, as well as gratefulness for all that You've done, all that You're doing, and all that You have planned to reveal to us yet of Your footsteps, Your hand of mercy and goodness and grace towards us. How can we thank You enough? Words fail us, but You know our hearts. And it's to You and towards You that our hearts are turned to receive all that You have for us, and to return to You all the contents of our being and our hearts. Today we stand in the light of Your presence. The light floods us, it illuminates. And Father, we ask today if there are any spot or wrinkles in our hearts and lives, those things that oppose Your perfect will for us. We ask that You would quicken us by the Holy Spirit, and that You would cleanse us from all shortcomings, all sin, all iniquities, transgressions, that precious blood that was shed for us. Pass us by the brazen altar so that we may be cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Prince of Peace, our King, our Lord, our salvation. Bless His holy name. We thank You for all our prayer partners that have joined us in the past and are with us even today. We thank You for Your keeping power, how You've kept us through all manner of circumstances, places on the mountain, places in the valley, and in between. You kept us, brought us to these moments by Your skilled hand of protection, keeping, and power. So we thank You today. We pray today that the meditations of our heart, words of our mouth, will be acceptable in Your sight. Guide us by Your Spirit to the same lane on which You're traveling, so that we are in total agreement with You. For purposes of this time of intercession, where we stand with you boldly against the plots of the adversary. And we decree and proclaim that no weapon formed against the kingdom of light, no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against those that you're looking to do something special in their lives today can prosper. We proclaim and decree victory over every circumstance and every situation, that we would hear, we would see, and would follow your directions. We thank you today for this time and for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Of course, you're welcome. And I trust that you're feeling great in the Lord. And even if you're not feeling great, well, trust the Lord for your wholeness, your deliverance, your healing, whatever it is that you're desiring or you need, whatever the need is. He is the one that meets all of our needs. All our needs are met in Him by Christ Jesus. Now, if you have not been with us for a while, of course, we missed you and we welcome you back with us and pray the Lord that He continues to keep you and to make His face shine upon you. Now, what's our praise report today? Well, let me just divulge mine quickly. I thank God for His power to keep. No matter what the circumstances, we can just repose in His hand. Today our theme is power and submission to God. And we're told in the scripture, it says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and that's 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time He may exalt you. There is a due time, and that due time brings the exaltation that God has for you. So He says, in the meantime, humble ourselves. Then in Psalm 89 and verse 8, the psalmist wrote, he says, O Lord of hosts, who is a mighty one like you, O Lord. Yes, that question. Who is mighty like you? And your faithfulness is around about you, an essential part of you at all times. So we have this anthem, if you will, out of heaven that talks about who He is and what He does for us by keeping us. So that ultimately, in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11 says, and they have overcome, conquered Him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. We're secure, and we must thank the Lord for that. So this past weekend, we had a time of worship with full joy at full volume. In other words, we just had the freedom and entered into it to worship. And for that, I thank God. Amen. I'm making your line live so that you may share a praise report or a praise or a prayer request, whichever one, that or both that you prefer. Hallelujah. And so feel free to speak, because your line is live and we can hear you, and hopefully your hearing is loud and clear. Our sound is pristine and clean this morning. No static at all. So for that, I thank God. Don't take that for granted. Praise the name of the Lord. So today we are realizing that there is power in submission to God. And we saw some words of light and life directly coming from His Word that we just shared with you. Well, today we want to pray for a couple of families that are experiencing extreme duress and trouble, if you will. We have two families. We have the Pomey family, and they live right in our community. And today, Ann Pomey goes to see about retrieving the body of her son, who passed sometime, I think it's week before last, Wednesday before last, before the last Wednesday. And so she's in duress over that. It's a very small family in our community. They are of Haitian extraction, and Anne is in the Lord, and she's trusting the Lord. We want to pray for her and for her family as they deal with the tragic circumstances of one of their family or members, which is her son, which is her youngest child. He passed two Wednesdays ago. And so they're going to see about that. It was more or less tragic in the circumstances, and so that is why he's still unburied. Then there's the Thompson family, and they originated in Harrison, New Jersey, the Harrison-Kearney area. And today, they're burying their loved one, which is Minister Charlie Thompson. And that takes place at 10 today. So these are two families that are experiencing grief, deep grief. And no matter what the circumstances are, hearts are torn. Let's pray for them right now. Father, we thank you that we can approach you on behalf of others, excuse me, in their stead. We don't necessarily understand all of the circumstances, but we know that we can submit. There's a power, or there is power, in submission, submitting ourselves and those for whom we pray to you. And we submit these two families today. We pray that your peace that passes all understanding would come upon them to comfort them in their time of deep need for comfort, their time of deep need for peace, everlasting peace. Father, work in their favor Whatever doors are closed, whatever they need, would you open it today? Work in their favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The same Jesus that walked the streets of this earth, ministered and touched the lives of individuals, transforming their situation so that it conforms to life in Him. Today, we pray on behalf of the Pomey and the Thompson family. Bring them through this day so that at the end of it, they're praising you. They're thanking you. They felt visited by you, that you stopped by where they live so that their hearts are touched. Peace has come. They don't know how, but they know peace. They have a peace that they don't understand. So we pray that the hours today would all conspire to bring them into full connection with you. They will know that you are their refuge. You are their strength. In the name of Jesus, in a new way, a way they had never experienced before. So we thank you for them, for upholding and keeping them throughout this day as they deal with the circumstances of grief. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It feels good, I know for us, I'm sure for me, that what we cannot do, the Lord can do. He is the one who rules and overrules. So we just submit ourselves and those for whom we pray to Him. And He will work His work in a powerful way, ways that we are not able to understand or can do. So we thank God for Him. Your line is open, and if you would like to share with us a praise report or a prayer request, please accept the opportunity as well as the invitation to do so. Also on today, we want to pray for the elderly. I think of the elderly that make up our family, our church family, and our community. And I thank God for them because within them are such valuable deposits of love and of wisdom and of experience that is there to benefit us, all of us. And so they may not have the strength that they used to have physically or the speed in their step like they used to have. However, they have something that you can't have except you live a long time, and that is the wisdom and the experience, particularly if they're in Christ. And we want to pray for them today that they are blessed in a special way on this day, that they are kept and protected, particularly in a world that is volatile as the one we live in. Father, we ask you today for your continued guidance and protection over the men and women that have entered into the threshold of being elderly. We thank you today, Lord, that all encounters they have would be such that it would be fruitful. They would be able to sow into the lives of the younger ones, giving wisdom, strengthening, sharing experience. And Father, we know that oftentimes bodily crises accompany the aged. We pray today that you would allow healing and restoration to their physical bodies, not just their minds, but their physical bodies. Strengthen them, quicken them, so that they're able to function and to do the things that they will. Bless them in a mighty way. Bless particularly those that we know. We think of them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gift they are to us, the value that you've placed upon them because of your investment in them. And we thank you for that because it outflows and benefits all of us. Even as we move towards that zone and that season, if you will. So bless all of the elderly today in our family, in our neighborhood, our community, in our city. We pray today that all those that have the task of serving the elderly today, that compassion would overflow them in the name of Jesus, that they would bring mercy and favor and love. They would be a blessing to those that they serve today that are elderly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this day. Your line is live. And should you choose to share with us a praise report or a prayer request, of course, it is most welcome, and so we thank you today for joining us. Don't be afraid, just interrupt me as I move forward on our prayer agenda. Today we thank God for, praise the Lord, I hear a voice. It sounds like Jennifer. Am I correct?
Good morning, Pastor. Yes, you are.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless
truly
his holy name.
Amen.
For he is truly a great God, a mighty God. He's awesome in all his ways, and I am so
yes
grateful that I decided to serve him.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
For all of his grace and his mercies. They're new every morning, and I thank God for that. Truly thank God for that.
Yes,
I have
praise
a prayer request this morning. That was my praise report. And I have a prayer request this morning. I'm just a bit disturbed. And just wanting to lift up the youth, the young people. So many of them are caught up in the media and the entertainment and music and don't realize how powerfully penetrating to their minds it can be, how
yes
it can just lead them down a dark path where they may have a really tough time, if ever, to come out.
Yes, yes, that is true.
And so,
yes, it is.
You know, the watching of the videos, there's so many television shows now. I don't know if a lot of us realize it, but there's a lot of television shows that are dealing with the occult and vampire, and they twist the stories of the Bible and make them into these movies and shows and stories that is so appealing to all those that are into this, you know, looking at the, so much television. And I just like to lift up the young people, the youth.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. We should. Thank you for that praise report and that prayer request. And it is true that the distortion of truth is pervasive. It's all over the TV. It's all over the cell phones and the apps and the iPads or pads. It doesn't matter. It's just the culture is filled with what you just described. And so I do believe that God wants us to stand in the gap concerning that situation. Father, we come to you because we know that in you there is all truth. And with man and our sinfulness, we often distort the truth for pleasure, for money, for whatever reasons we choose. Because you did say in your word, oh, every man has gone to his own way. And so we're describing, seeing, and paying attention to the fact that the way seems right, but it's destructive. It's causing death to sensitivities, death to the mind, death to the spirit, and death, period. So we come today standing in the gap for, in particular, the youth that arrived on our planet not knowing what to expect and what to find, but find themselves without the covering, without the truth. And we look to parents and adults to be guides and to be examples, and are failing to find that so. So on behalf of the adults, we apologize to the youth for our failures in creating and allowing a world that is so decadent, a culture that is so downward pointed. We pray today that even on this day, that change begins to come in recognition of the damage and the dangers and the death that is coming forth from the culture. We pray today, Lord, that somehow the foundations of this decadence will be shaken, such that it makes for a better place for children and youth.
Yes.
So that they will find hope and not live in continued despair.
Yes.
Without direction. Searching but cannot find the satisfaction, real satisfaction, real safety and real truth. We pray for them even as they go to school or enter schools today across the nation, beginning right in our own community, that the classroom can on this day be a place where truth is held up and admired and hungered after, even as the adversary seeks to distort the truth, mix up, confuse, and deny the truth to the young people. We pray for them today And for those young people that already know you, Lord, and serve you, that come from households of faith,
yes,
well, that today they'll be encouraged right in the classroom, right as they interact with friends. They'll be encouraged and strengthened to follow you the more, and that you would keep them from every plot that the enemy has conjured up that would steal, kill, or destroy what you have for these young people, even their lives. So we thank you today, and we know they're your heart. You call them because they are strong. Father, continue to call. In Jesus' name we pray, raising up a mighty army across the earth in this generation. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for that prayer request that is truly needed. I had an experience on yesterday. Well, it wasn't isolated to yesterday, but I thank God because they're young people that are, God is keeping them in the midst of all of the shootings that occur in our community. They're those that God has overshadowed and are protecting them. We thank God for their protection. Ran into a young man yesterday whom I buried his brother a few years ago. He's 20-something, young man. His brother, we had the displeasure, if you will, after his tragic death of burying him. But anyway, I saw this brother yesterday, and it was so good he stopped, he was passing by, and he greeted me, and it was so good to hear a good report from him. He is being trained right now as a corrections officer with the state of New Jersey, and we'll be graduating that program on November 10th. And it was such a pleasure to see him. I'd seen him before, and he shared, and, you know, they allowed him to come home for a weekend or so, and so he was home. So he's nearing completion. And here is a young man. He can't be more than 22, 23, and God is blessing him, and God is keeping him, and he lives and comes from right in the hood, so to speak, but God is overseeing this one, and is guiding him to greater things. So in the midst of what appears to be hopelessness, the God of hope is alive and shining in the lives of those that look towards him. So I thank God for him. He is being blessed, and we'll continue to pray for him. If you know of someone that you think needs God's help right now, they need prayer, Don't hesitate to raise that in a setting such as what we have. The setting we have is a setting of powerful agreement and faith, and so God is inclined to respond to the power of agreement, the power of faith, and so raise a name. Raise a situation.
Good morning,
Pastor. There's lots and lots of them. Good morning. How are you, Sister Florence?
Good, saints, and I just wanted you to, I had an opportunity to see Ronnie Weaver yesterday.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking about
Ronnie
him
Weaver.
Last week.
He's in the rehab,
yeah.
So he's out, and he's home. And I had a chance to talk to him. I would like for you to lift him up in prayer. He needs deliverance. He's doing good, and he said he wants to come back to church, but he's afraid.
Yes, he's afraid he'd have a seizure.
Yeah, he's afraid that it would happen to him like the last time he was there. So, Dennis had said to him, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he needs deliverance from his, I want to say, addiction. So he needs deliverance because we don't want him to fall back into the crack or in the situation he was in before. So he needs deliverance from his bits and deliverance of fear.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so he's doing good, but so he won't fall back into his. And in other words, Christine said he's hard headed. So, and he don't listen. So I picked up what she was saying, but he needs deliverance, so he won't fall back into the situation he was before.
Okay. Let us. Not hesitate to lift him up right now. Father, we thank you that you have brought Ronnie out of the hospital and through rehab and now back home. And Father, you know exactly the situation with him.
Yes.
You know the distortions that exist in his life. And Father, we submit him to your hand, your hand of deliverance, your hand of wholeness.
Yes, okay.
In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand in mercy and grace and touch his life, touch his body, touch his inner man, so that the enemy no longer has a foothold.
Yes.
Change and transform him so that he becomes a worshiper in the name of Jesus. Bless him even now on this Monday morning. And Father, we stand against the spirit of fear that comes right along with the spirit that would seek to rob a person of their heritage in Christ. Father, we command the spirit of fear to go in the name of Jesus, and that every other evil spirit to take up their weapons and to flee, and no weapon formed against Ronnie can or shall prosper.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, through the blood, we rebuke every filthy spirit in the name of Jesus, that this man would be free, completely free in you, according to your plan, so that he can worship you all day long, every day. Wherever he chooses to go, make him a worshiper in the name of Jesus. Bless him right now. Touch his spirit, his inner man. Quicken him.
Yes.
Make alive those things that are dead, that need to be alive. And Father, kill those things that need to die. In the name of Jesus, so that this brother is totally free. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank God. I don't know what is the latest on Gloria Sankar. I know we prayed for her. I can only believe that God is delivering her. She was hospitalized, and therefore there was a prayer request.
I know that she's at home,
well, that's a good thing.
She's doing well.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for meeting needs.
Yeah.
We also were in touch this past week with Marion Wilson, and she is doing real well. And she wanted to attend worship services on Sunday, and I told her it's not the right time because she's doing really, really well, and also that can be problematic in that because you're experiencing cabin fever, which she is. She's used to being up and on the go. But the doctor wants her, or her medical team wants her to take it slow. You know, just kick back and let the process happen. And so I cautioned her about that. So we miss her, but I was glad that she accepted our advice and did not attend service on yesterday. She will, ultimately. And so we thank God for her healing and her deliverance, which is in full force. There are several other people that we prayed for, and we are seeing and experiencing God's answer to those prayers. So as we leave today, I just want to remind us of a couple of events that I'm looking forward to. Number one, it's on October, I believe, 4th. Well, it's 3rd and 4th, the prayer retreat or prayer conference in Cranford. Christine has all the information.
Carteret.
And I'm glad it's not as far as Cranford is a lot closer. It's just on the other side of Linden. And we thank God for that. And I understand it's a bunch of us that are planning to be there, about between 15 and 20 people are looking to be there. We attended that in Brooklyn a couple of years ago, and it was a real blessing. And then on October 11th, the very next weekend, we're looking at a prayer breakfast held and sponsored by the Pray for Newark Network, of which we are a part. That will be at 987 South Orange Avenue. That's our facility, at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning of the 11th of October. And just before that, one of the most important things that can happen to the earth. It's my birthday on the 9th. Yes, Thursday the 9th. And I was born on a Thursday as well, except it was in the evening. So here I am, and it looks like the earth is still stuck with me for the ending or beginning of another year of my life, which I thank God. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And once again, those of you who have not been with us for a little while, we welcome you. We thank God for bringing you back to us, to our team, if you will. So we're getting ready to leave out of here on this Monday morning. And keep your heart and mind focused on the Lord. And just continue to submit to Him. There is power in submission. And for our benediction, we want to share with you 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That's from the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you today.
Have a blessed week, everyone.